Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Alaska Historical Society is joining University of Alaska students and faculty in their objection to the Board of Regents' decision to remove DEI-related language from all platforms. University of Alaska Board of Regents announced their decision on February 21st, following President Trump's executive order that threatened to withhold federal funding from schools who don't comply. One professor says students are concerned about losing potential resources. The Alaska Historical Society wrote a letter to the Board of Regents last Friday, criticizing what it described as a, quote, hasty adoption of a motion, end quote. The letter called the board's motion vaguely worded and chilling in its implications on freedom of speech. An Alaska federal building may be sold. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
The U.S. government's only pink-painted federal building may soon be sold, along with more than 440 others nationwide in the coming months. The iconic Ketchikan Federal Building, built in the 1930s and a historic landmark, is on a new list of buildings that may soon be sold by the Federal General Services Administration. On Tuesday, that agency released a list of non-core property that could be disposed of by the federal government. Three other Anchorage properties in Alaska were listed alongside the Ketchikan building. The 1,600-square-foot garage of the historic Anchorage Federal Building made the list alongside the courthouse annex of the modern Federal Building. That 64,000-square-foot annex houses, among other things, the Anchorage offices of the Social Security Administration. It isn't clear yet where federal agencies might find office space if the GSA sells the listed property. Also on the potential sale list is the parking lot of the Anchorage Modern Federal Building. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Senate President Gary Stevens and House Speaker Bryce Edgman sent a letter to Alaska's congressional delegation urging them to take immediate action against recent federal policies that endanger the state's economy and the well-being of Alaskans. The letter highlights several recent federal decisions that could cost the state billions of dollars, jeopardize thousands of jobs, and destabilize essential services for low-income and rural Alaskans. Among the concerns outlined are the recent termination of federal employees on probationary status, which could cost nearly 1,400 Alaskans their jobs, including 350 held by veterans, a federal budget proposal that risks significantly cutting Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program coverage for 165,000 Alaskans, and a sweeping freeze on a federal funding for Alaska infrastructure and rural energy projects. In their letter, the presiding officers stressed that Alaska lacks the financial resources to address these significant funding cuts. Since Alaskans already have some of the highest cost of living in the nation, immediate federal intervention is essential to prevent further economic unrest in the state. An Anchorage man who robbed a spa is denied bail. With more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The man accused of trying to rob a day spa in Midtown Anchorage before he was shot by police is denied reduced bail. The judge also told 34-year-old Michael Krischuk that he would not be getting house arrest. Defense attorneys asked for reduced bail based on Krischuk's minimal criminal history. The judge opposed, saying Krischuk was out on bail during the alleged robbery last January. A discovery hearing is set for April 2nd. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
About half of the mushers have left the fourth checkpoint in the 2025 Iditarod as of shortly after noon. Only three of the 15 mushers have checked out of the Tanana checkpoint before midnight last night. Michelle Phillips, Millie Porcelain, and Jesse Holmes each spent less than a half hour at Tanana before heading to the next checkpoint at Ruby. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.